Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Oh, sure I can have a baby after 45. Let me throw these chicken bones.
I never thought I'd have a blonde American wife. But when I brought you that ranch dressing, I knew I'd be your dipping sauce for life. I booked a dream vacation on a tropical isle. I only wanted to bone. Oh, how could I have known that I'd wind up knocked up and really pissed? Oh, love in paradise, we're planting a banana tree. Love in paradise, have you heard of polyamory? I swear that I can see forever in your giant dick. Love in paradise.
It's the size of my arm.
Fade it, Gary. Wonderful, it, wonderful.
I had a really sad revelation when I was watching the Valentine Carlos segment. They were playing that music. It was like, and I'm like, oh shit, their royalty-free stuff is better than Valentine's music.
It is.
When the music that you buy off Pawn 5 is better than the stuff that Valentine pays in for vanity studio projects.
He really tries. He has some talent. He just needs someone to help him produce it.
No, that's not true. The songs themselves aren't good.
They're not great. He maybe needs more creative inspiration.
And they're not really commercial either.
Maybe he needs more inspiring surroundings.
You mean like your apartment?
I think I do have a crush on him now.
I think that's really sad.
So I saw that dick pic.
And that's weird that it's all that takes.
It's all that took.
Wow. This is Lip!
This is Lip!
Season 3. And with the local DBC news, Mama said knock you out. Season 3, episode 8.
LL. Damn.
You need to get it done.
God. That was my... Ooh.
Could I pay...
I'm going to get a hard-on just listening to this.
Could I pay for a sex worker for you?
I can pay for one my... You know what? I'll take your charity. LL. I remember the first time I saw LL Cool J rapping and he took that shirt off.
Oh, no.
Oh, my... I was sitting on the living room floor with my brother watching it. And... Because back then... My brother and my friend Sean Farrell were all into rap. And that was a big no-no in Little Southern Oklahoma. I don't know if they were that way in Pickens.
No.
Oh, because everybody's so fucking racist. They were like upset that we were into rap and all that kind of thing. They're like, this is going to be devil's music. It was like Footloose, but all over again.
But worse.
But worse. Tinged with racism. But so we were all, and my brother was all into like L. Cool J, Rum DMC, like all that. And
I had friends who were into it, and it wasn't a big deal.
I never really got into rap. And then we were watching MTV, and LL Cool J came on and started rapping, and suddenly...
You're into it.
I was enthralled. I remember what and shirt. I was sitting there wearing my Garfield shirt going... I do remember going, something's changing in me right now. He was rapping and licking those lips.
You're like, I think something has become different and nothing will ever be the same again.
Y'all, if I don't get starstruck, but if I saw LL Cool J in person, I think I would freeze on the spot.
And you'd jizz in your pants.
Oh, yeah. Just especially when he had that robber that robbed his house and he fucking took him out.
I remember that.
Ooh. LL.
It's weird that turns you on even more.
I even
bought his attractive. Maybe. Yeah.
I bought his workout book. Haven't worked out with it, but I've enjoyed the book very much.
The color photos.
Yes.
Y'all, this is episode 8. I'm shocked if we have more than 10 left. I've heard that there possibly are 12.
Where are we going to go?
I don't know.
We're going to introduce somebody new? Lydia and Scott are done.
They are.
I mean, they're drawing it out, but
I
can't see one, not more than one more episode for, unless we see Scott go over to, where is it, Columbia, where his other girlfriend's from?
Yeah, that's what I think they
Jess,
might do.
Jess, or what? I think almost Liz. They might. Or Liz, whatever. They're talking about her enough.
We've seen a picture of her.
Yes, so she signed the rights.
Yeah. I don't know where we can go now. I think this has been, all of this feels like, but three of these couples feel like second alternates for 90 Day Fiancé stories. Yes. Like definitely Cow Patty and Juan, that's second alternate territory.
Yeah.
And April and Valentine, I don't even know how that ever got submitted.
Yeah.
And we didn't see the big joke couples this time. We didn't see Jordan and Everton.
Or
Matthew and Anna.
Anna.
We didn't see any of those.
We didn't see Matthew and Anna because there's not a lot there.
That's like, that's third alternate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the problem with Lip this season. They didn't get enough crazy.
Yep. I agree.
Because now Valentine is kind of, at least it seems like, somewhat coming to his senses. But y'all, I think they're 100% going to get back together. Don't you think?
I'll
be shocked if they end
at this. At this point, they're like
gay
two
cockatoos.
Well, no, two 11-year-olds.
Gay 11-year-olds.
I just wish that look, my favorite was the thing that Valentine said at the end. There's still a small part of me that wishes that Carlos will show up and tell me he was wrong and we'll go back to playing the wedding. That's not how conflict resolution works.
Not how it works. Not how it works. You guys, if you're dealing with conflict resolution in your life and you don't want to talk to your loved one, a good way to avoid them is to get on RG+. Get on RG+.
I thought you were going to say BetterHelp, but RG+ works too.
And it too. RG Reality Gaze Plus, y'all. We've officially rebranded.
What's this?
Like a Western rebranding.
But
what's I made up my own Western
How
song.
Is that Western? No, it's like.
It sounds like Star Wars.
No, well, yours sounded awful. How about this?
I like that. Yeah!
Oh! RG+. Yeah! Rebranded. All right, that song's enough.
You're right.
I like that we got there. That was
it. Yeah. I found it.
Reality Gaze Plus, everyone. You might have noticed new pictures. We even rebranded our normal podcast merch. We've even, the podcast. Don't get us started on merch. We haven't even touched it. But we rebranded our
artwork.
Free feed. Yes. And so for Reality Gaze Plus, exciting news. No one's told me it doesn't work, so I feel like it's working. We are now on the video
Apple
tier.
Apple subscriptions and Supercast.
Supercast. We are on the video tier. So,
You wanted to be on Supercast, if you were on the $15 tier Patreon, you said, I want to switch to Supercast, but I want to be on that video tier. Why, when I talk, do you have to do something that's so distracting?
I didn't know my cap was just going to fly off my water like that. It scared me. Say that again, please, Sam.
Every time I'm trying to do something, especially when I'm trying to give out essential information,
you do some type of misdirection. I do that. I am sorry. It's
so
fair.
Maybe just wait till I get it out. Jesus, it's like dealing with a monkey.
I'm like one of those kids looking at Dayton going, you're going to do gay porn today. You're going to like the banana sun.
You're going to do gay porn,
ooh,
boy.
You're going to see some monkey balls, all right.
Because you're going to think your mother never loved you. Because you're the third. Now you're the oldest. No one gives a shit about the oldest, right?
And you're going to be the middle child. Who cares?
I did say one sissy slot said sent a picture of in our sissy squad how she told her mother that she was pregnant and she put her son the second old and it said future middle child.
Whoa, that's good. That's good.
How I would do it.
We did hear that the name that they chose was David.
David,
another D name. Not a gay porn name, but every gay man has dated a David.
I've dated a David.
Yes, so have I.
More than one.
Oh.
Dave. I've dated a Dave and a David.
Who was better in bed, Dave or David?
Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
Dave.
Dave is always going to give you a little choke.
Yeah.
What were you saying that's actually important?
What I was trying to say is that if you were on Supercast, where's Timmy? Please.
Our only hope.
Please.
If you were on Supercast before, or you were on Patreon, and you're like, I really want to go to Supercast, but I don't want the $15 tier, you can now get the video on Supercast.
Yes, and we're going to, we really made a concert. We might have to do it a little differently, but the Bicurious polls are going to be on Supercast.
There's a way to do it. It just takes a little more. Take a little more legwork,
but that's on us for us to figure out. So we promise that as we head into the Bicurious primary, which is going to happen, what's exciting is Supercast and Patreon, for the most part, are now have everything and are equal. Yep. There's even some of you don't know this. There are posts in Supercast for every episode. There's a post
so
where
you
people can
comment.
Like, you can heart things, you can do everything you do on Patreon. You can comment and talk with other super sissies. And have a little community there. Apple subscriptions, you just get it ad-free and that's it.
Yeah.
But
the $8 tier.
At the $8 tier, but some of you like
to you get everything. You get more than just ad-free. You get cringe tier, but there's no video.
There's no video. You're not allowed to do polls because we can't get your contact information.
Right.
If you have a billing issue, you're on your own. Like, we know nothing. We are Jon Snow when it comes to Apple subscription.
If you are a straight man and you want to stay on the DL and not know anyone that you subscribe to Reality Gaze, Apple subscriptions is the place for you.
That's it. It's the down low RG Plus.
It's the down low tier.
Down low RG Plus. But it's all there. So y'all enjoy. Hopefully it all works. Enjoy RG Plus. And away we go.
And away we go.
Mention the Bicurious real quick, because that's coming up, right?
Yeah, I just need to look what I don't, do I, yeah.
The no, poll, we're not going to announce them yet, are you?
No, I already have.
Yeah, so when's the poll going up?
The poll will go up sometime early this week. It's Monday now, so it'll probably come out either tonight or Tuesday.
Okay, great. So be on the lookout,
y'all.
Yeah,
that'll be the primary. So within this, I'll go ahead and tell you, ow.
I do want to say why Poodle's looking that up. For the RG Plus, if you're already on Patreon or Supercast, we have changed the tier names, but that is it.
We have?
Nothing on your tier. If you were a lonely heart and now you're a poo-poo platter, Everything is exactly the same, just the name.
If the Lonely Heart tier, the $5 tier, now the poopoo platter.
If you're a Don't Pull Over on the $8 tier and you change to
the whole enchilada.
Nothing has changed.
Yep.
If you were on the $15 Come At Us tier on Patreon and now it says Smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord.
Nothing has changed.
We just made it a lot more food obsessed.
Yes, because we talk about food all the time. So that way, if we add another tier, we'll call it, I don't know.
There's more food to name it.
The buffet. I don't know. Yeah. Cottage cheese.
Wow. All right, y'all. Your bicurious, there are five choices.
Okay.
They are Dancing Queens on Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
Jewish Matchmaking on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, and mm-hmm. Match Me Abroad,
mm-hmm.
as well as, and this is the dark horse that came from way behind, Mer People
mm-hmm.
on Netflix. So,
I didn't have a reaction to any of them. I kept it all the same.
No.
I had no favorites.
Yeah.
I didn't.
You're terrible.
I didn't have any favorites.
April and Valentine, your favorite. April.
I will say, watching this, yeah, she's got American xenophobia and all that kind of stuff. But that all aside, this woman is mentally ill.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, full on mentally ill.
This is extreme.
And I feel sorry for her. I feel sorry for him. I feel sorry for all involved because there's going to be so many levels of cultural identity, national identity, all this stuff that's going to put shame upon shame when it really is just, it's not just, but at the core of it is nothing to do with any of that. It's that this person is mentally ill and it's holding her urine for 9 hours because she can't take the anxiety of sitting on a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
Yeah, I will say if your OCD is this bad, this debilitating OCD, I think this goes to the level of you need to be in consistent treatment.
Yeah, you need to be working with therapists, taking medication.
That's where I really, my sympathy with her drops. This is someone who is trying to change their circumstances, who to me shows no willingness to change.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she has. Maybe she is in therapy for this, and we don't know. It's weird because she has such the awareness that she knows her OCD is debilitating. But that's part of it. Sometimes, I mean, watching those shows and just, I worked a little bit, but, you know, I had a client, and I remember he was like, I know my panic attacks and OCD keeps me from getting on the road and driving. I know that, but he just couldn't drive. So I wondered if she knew this and thought that, like, which is more sad, that she would do this trip, like, for love, like, it would make her get past it?
To me, this is an extremely selfish act. If she knows all these things and still wants to continue this, and she knows she may not be able to, not even just to be courteous to his family, I think it's extremely selfish.
I don't know if it's, I mean, I can see that point. I don't know if I feel that. I need to know more about her yet.
I don't think you're going to get to know it.
Yeah, maybe not.
I don't think you're going to.
Sean Robinson better bring up that this is not healthy at the tell-all.
They don't have tell-alls for this.
Shit, they don't have a tell-all.
Nope.
Well, damn it.
I think what makes it worse for me, besides the fact, I think if she would have just stayed in her own bubble and not engaged with this man or not decide to pursue this, I wouldn't falter as much. But it doesn't feel like she's making that much of an effort to change anything for me.
I disagree. I feel like she is. I feel like it doesn't seem like a lot to us.
Yeah.
I agree with you. From an outside in, it looks like she's changing nothing. But the fact that she's even here in the country trying to cook with them, trying to...
Right.
Like, did you see her face when she saw the clay sink?
Yeah.
Like, I think she is trying. But just for her, it feels like she's... That's what's hard, especially when you're a couple of understanding. For her, she feels like she's walking a million miles to do this, and yet Juan feels insulted.
Valentin
feels like insulted.
But can't you see his point?
Oh no, I see his point, but I don't think that's the problem. And because they don't speak the same language, they can't see one another's point. Yeah.
I think this is DOA.
I think it is,
until
too.
She gets some help. I don't think.
I kind of think she thought that she would, a part of her thought she could get over this for love. Because when I think, step back and think about it, here she is, a doctor or a physician or whatever she is, lawyer, all this shit that she has.
But love has nothing to do with it.
But no, but she also doesn't. She's trying to learn Spanish, but yet she knows going over there, they can't even speak the same language. Yep. So there's, she's got this unrealistic denial part of her.
Well, the question that I have in the beginning is, what made her want to go to the DR anyway?
Mm-hmm.
If she's so afraid of, let's say, things that are primitive,
which I think because she loved him and she wanted to see.
No, I'm saying in general, to go on the vacation.
Oh. Well, I'm sure when they went on the vacation, they like
it was a resort.
Yeah.
Because that's where she met him.
Yeah.
That's where, for me, it feels like, and I know these are things built on OCD, but it's also based on habits, which to me give the most classism that I can't even handle.
Mm-hmm.
But they go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
So she just turns out to be a classist bitch. Mm-hmm. And that's even though I understand that the OCD is part of that, one part goes with the other. And it's, mm-hmm, for me, it's hard to separate those two.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the way she talks about things. It's like, ugh, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
The extreme classism drips with everything she says.
Mm.
So that's where I can't forgive her for that.
It was pretty funny listening to them misinterpret one another whenever she thought they were pouring bleach on their vegetables.
I loved it. I'm like, bitch, you'd probably love to eat that bleach. It would get all the germs in you out.
It'd be clean. I know. And then the mom's like, yeah, there's not bleach in there. We just use that for the...
So y'all, she's bringing Lysol and everything in there. And
she does.
You know, part of her has to know that in her head, it's going to come off as offensive if she's bringing things into a household.
Guarantee you she wanted to do more. And this is probably, like she said, okay, I'm not going to bring this and this and this and this. I'm just going to bring a little bit of this.
Right.
So that way I don't seem crazy.
I guess my intention is, and I know this is a mental illness issue, but I think I would have found a way to not cook with them at their house, to show my crazy slowly.
I don't think she thought she had a choice because he's working all day today.
Yeah. So y'all, she's got gloves on.
It's braided on her hand.
Grandma's face when gloves come out, it's just confusion.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're like, what's going on? And she says, oh, this is for cleaning. She says, yeah. And Grandma sprays it on her hand.
She sprays the Lysol. She's going, contact dermatitis. And Grandma goes, what's a contact dermatitis? And Mom's like, an allergy.
She's like, eh. So it was some of you probably that have actual OCD and things like that probably were triggered because let's be honest, it was kind of editing, making fun of it a little bit, but I did chuckle a little bit just because
what it combines with OCD is her being there in her perfectly made dress and these people and her saying things and these people are like, is this bitch for real? And
it feels like Goldie Hawn and Overboard when she goes to the,
and that's, it feels comical,
yeah,
and it's done. And this is such an extreme case of OCD.
Yeah.
That these people who are dealing with this probably don't interact with a lot of situations.
No, it's
like
a very isolating disease.
And I have sympathy for this, but not when it involves another group of people who you're going to go on television and act like you're better than they are.
I don't know how she moves in the world. If she's a physician and she's so worried about germs,
I know.
Wouldn't you be terrified of seeing sick people every day? I'd be terrified if it, but
something's not clear here.
I agree with that.
So anyway, they are, and then at one point she's like, "This is the thing where it got me." She's like, "So do we just stand up the whole time?" And they get her a chair like a princess.
They do get her a chair. I was like, "Bitch, stand back up."
That's where I just went.
Probably because she had to pee. You know how when you change positions, sometimes it helps.
I guess. I find it. I know you find it easier than I do. I have to dig and dig and dig to find sympathy for this person.
I mean, yeah, I don't. But yeah, I mean, it really made me sad when I found out she hadn't used the bathroom all day. Like that really, that's sad.
But I guess. But at the same time, how do you go through the world? How do you go through the world?
I don't know.
And anyway, he does get there. I will say, Valentine should have just canceled his clients that day. Because she was there by herself. That's one thing he could have done for her.
Yeah, that was her. Yeah. Because that was her first day, right?
And then the first day alone.
How long has she actually been there?
A couple days.
It's interesting how this is all working with different people. Like Lydia and Scott are 3 days.
So she says, "Help me use the bathroom," to him. And she hasn't gone to the bathroom in 8 hours. And so
his brother's cute.
Have you seen this? Now, we had vacation homes. We had a lake house,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't have indoor plumbing. You'd have to pour the water in the thing to make it flush.
Mm-hmm.
That's what had to happen.
Mm-hmm.
She's looking at this. That's why she's so fucking out of touch.
I've never seen that.
She really
never
seen indoor plumbing.
Summit a plumber. I've never once seen it ever.
Oh yeah,
never seen it. I never had to pour water in a toilet to make it flush ever.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
So I if I saw that, I wouldn't have that, but I would go, "Oh, okay, this is new." It would be surprised. I've never had it once.
But how would she deal with
my parents hated camping
outdoor plumbing? How would she deal with no indoor plumbing?
No, I don't think she would ever did.
I guess I think the complete ignorance of also the world outside of you too. And I feel like that's a crime that's not possible. That's not, you can't accede to OCD.
She's never camped in her life. I guarantee it. She doesn't look like the camping type.
And she can't even go to the bathroom, y'all, because she can't even think about the water touching.
Oh no, that's way too much.
And he's like, and at one point, how do you, especially with a language barrier, how do you understand OCD?
You don't.
He's
just going to think that she's just a horrible bitch.
Yeah.
That's all he's going to think of her. He's not going to understand how...
That she's being snobby. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like...
She's going to feel like he's being unloving and doesn't care about her pain.
Right.
Which is already starting to happen because it didn't help when brother and sister walked in. They're like, "Hey, how are you?" And she goes, "Wait a minute, you speak English?" And she's like, "What happened?"
Yeah.
Because Valentine knows shit.
Valentine, since there are two people Valentine on this show.
That's confusing.
I don't think those two things are equitable, though. I don't think, well, what about your... You know, you have your OCD. Well, you don't speak English. I don't think those things are on the same plane.
Oh, I don't either, but that's what's going to be. It's going to, yeah. It's going to be. It already is. It's her issue.
I just find this storyline so disturbing.
I would, though, because I want to know more about why he knows so little English, if he's made an effort or not, because he said something like, I'll get to it. I would be, if someone wasn't trying to learn a language, and I was, she said she's been trying to learn Spanish. That
has she shown that, though, by saying...
She said she was taking classes.
Yeah, but she's...
And she's done a little bit. I'm not defending, but he knows, doesn't seem to know much English at all.
Right.
I would be offended if I dated someone for like a year and they hadn't tried to learn the language and I was.
Yeah, I get
but
that.
But I agree, they're not equitable.
But
I feel like they're not making an effort.
I don't know, because you know, you see the lens of the camera, and you're thinking, who are we supposed to even... It's so obvious that we're going to think she's the villain in the story, but I think things are deeper, and I don't think that we know everything.
This is why we need one of those shitty translators to just fuck shit up. Not a person, and I mean the actual recording.
I still believe, and this is weird for me to say this, I still believe she went on this show for clout.
I mean, probably.
And so,
I'm sure she's an influencer.
No, that's why she owns businesses and things like that.
Yeah.
And so I just, it's hard to see any value of her being on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not helpfully to understanding OCD at all. Because she's not likable in the least.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be one thing if she had a breakdown, I think, and she's like, I'm sorry, I'm just really trying to fight my OCD here. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she can ever be that vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she's a terrible kind of example for people who have OCD.
Mm-hmm.
She's not letting anyone in.
It's weird with their storyline so far, because I do feel like we know a lot about her and what she's been going through. We know nothing about him.
I agree.
So that's why
remember
that
they were they were introduced like in episode three or four.
That's why I feel like it's going to be DOA pretty quickly.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. They exhaust me. Scott and Lydia.
She triggers you.
She triggers me because I feel like there's a cruelty to her when it comes to treating people, and I don't feel like she values other people besides her and people in her circle at all.
Hmm.
I think she likes him. But I think she treats his family as peasants.
Hmm.
I'm really triggered by that.
Yeah, I don't see it, but I can understand how you see that. But I don't get that. But get help, girl.
It's classism. It's classism in the worst way.
Well, it just gets even better. Actually, before we talk about Lydia and Scott, let's take a commercial.
We should.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, We've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, Queens!
We're back.
Karma is coming. And her name is Nicole.
Yeah. Karma is not your boyfriend. Karma is my daughter. Karma is my daughter. That was well edited. How she was just saying it, and then we just saw
and you
Nicole
saw
walking
in this
in
like this beautiful shot with Nicole from the back,
oh.
like something from Succession, just walking through there.
Is that the song?
Yes.
Did you don't watch finally watch that all of it?
I watched the finale. Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yes.
Well, you're worried about getting spoiled.
I was worried about getting spoiled.
Well, did you?
No.
Well, good.
Fantastic finale. I gasped several times. You'll never watch that show, will you?
I don't like watching shows about terrible people.
I don't, what are we watching?
These are real people, but like scripted, but where it like, I don't, you have,
I hear that argument all the time and I reject it. I guarantee people say that about this show, about Succession.
Mm-hmm.
We watch shows about scripted shows about terrible people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people use that. There's a lot of people who, the thing about this show, I would also argue that Shakespeare is our shows about terrible people.
No, that's, yeah, that's true.
So I'm just saying that argument, mm-hmm. to me, I've heard people say that about this show, and mm-hmm. that means they just haven't watched enough, usually.
Mm.
I would say if you watched the first three episodes, and then you said
give a
no,
three times.
Yeah. No. From what you've heard, you're probably, you.
From what I've heard, I have no interest.
Yeah. I think you, especially from an acting perspective, it's incredible.
I've heard that. Yeah.
But I think you'd find the emotional content compelling.
Mm.
You would need to...
I'd probably just be mad at you that you didn't marry someone that could die off
probably.
And you could get $1 billion.
Probably.
Let's be honest.
So, y'all, Lydia has been crying, and I said, she's very Darcy-like when she's crying.
She looks like a deflated Muppet.
She was very Janice.
Her eyelashes are like down and off her. Her face actually looked droopier. And normally I'd feel bad for someone, but it's Lydia and she's a horrible human.
But you know what? In this scene, I loved it that they turned on Scott, who to me is also really bad.
He's gross too.
Yeah.
And it's like Scott thought, well, I'm just going to jump on this show and just to get clout and be on television. But I'm like, honey, have you not watched the previous seasons?
I don't think he had.
This woman and her daughter are stars. They're going to come out looking good.
Yeah, and they're going to destroy you.
You're not, because you're not going to be on another season of this show. And they always will, because they always fucking deliver.
Because they do.
So,
and they did this episode.
You're an idiot if you think you're going to come up against them.
Y'all, Lydia starts out with a very subtle statement. All of my dreams died last night when Scott ended things.
Think her face melted when she said it. Just
It was not the language. It was the 29-year-old Colombian girlfriend. 100% agree with her.
She's like, how can I compete with that?
Now, what's interesting is there was a weird timeline thing that was finally Scott after going, blah, 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 blah. We finally understood that it was 10 days ago that an ex contacted him.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew before, he's like, but I already booked this trip. So y'all, he wanted to know if he had a backup.
Yeah.
Now.
But I don't think he wanted that. I think he just wanted to be on TV.
Possibly. Which even gets, then they should eviscerate him.
Honestly, because Scott doesn't want a 50-year-old backup.
No. So y'all.
Not when he can go on some fucking sex tour site and get another 29-year-old woman
exactly.
from South America.
But I loved this call out of sex tourists.
Oh, it's great.
It was, they took him down, y'all. And so Lydia's like, this is not a conversation. She's like, she's going to have a conversation, but this is not a conversation I will have with a phone. So they bring over a translator. And
this
she says,
translator's getting all the work.
First and foremost, you're a liar. And he's like, oh. So y'all, he said, a man respects himself, would not do this. And I said, she's right. And then he does, y'all, and I've said this before, I'm a good guy. I've got a big heart. These are the worst guys. The ones who say, I'm a good guy.
I was going to say, people that always talk about what a good person they are.
They're the worst.
Usually are not good people.
They're also, they're in a way, they're the most dangerous of guys. Because they will tell you, and they believe. The worst thing is, this motherfucker believes he's a good guy.
Yeah.
So you're never going to convince this guy that he's not a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the worst thing. I can't stand him. Ugh. He's garden variety sex tourist for me.
Yeah. He was like, so, I felt compelled to be here.
Fuck you.
I said, bitch, you just trying to be on TV. And they're talking. And then here she comes, y'all.
With her click, heels clack, click, click, clacking
click,
away.
Click, clack. And Scott says, like, Scott says, he walks and he starts to talk. And Nicole just puts her hand up and goes, moment, please.
I'm going to start using that on the podcast with you.
Moment, please.
Moment, please.
Edit it out.
Moment, please.
Edit it out.
Moment, please.
Moment, please. Please. Moment, please.
You're going to interrupt me, and I'm like, moment, please. Moment, please. Moment, please. Moment, please. Then she also, she's like, you are miserable. You want her to feel like a clown. Although, she inverted. Now, I gotta say, her English is so much better than it used to be, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the inversion of what she said, kind of, I thought about it for like 15 minutes later, and I thought of other ways it could be said, because she said, you want to feel her like a clown. And then all I could think of was feeling a red nose, or feeling like Ruffles, like Bozo.
Just feeling.
You want to feel her like a clown
would
feel you. Squirting
her flower and letting it squirt you in the eye and smiling.
Like, I understand, y'all. I understood completely what she meant, but the phrase, you want to feel her like a clown, just echoed in my brain.
Well, you do have a clown outfit.
There's something in me that when I hear a certain phrase of words, I can't get over it. It's like when Larissa said, canceled my affidavit, that I had to, I just parse it in my mind over and over, because I'm a little OCD like April is with words. So
that's okay.
So anyway, later on,
I think you deal with it a little better.
You think? I hope I do. So Nicole says, I feel guilty because I was the one who introduced them.
She said, I introduced them.
Alejandro, that was
she gets
her
crying
ex.
About, yes. And she says, oh, my mother, she doesn't want money. She doesn't want fame. She just wants love.
And I started laughing.
That's a lie. That's a big old lie.
No.
That's what y'all got to remember.
She wants money and station.
She's a horrible human being, too. And so is Nicole. They're
but
all.
There's something.
That's why I don't get sad about any of this. I just kind of watch.
I agree.
This is what you all, just all of you swim in trash.
Oh, I don't. But there's something so satisfying about these two women who could have been on, what's that Sigourney Weaver movie?
Heartbreakers. Yes.
They could have, and they took down this sex tourist.
Yes, it's great.
And he doesn't want to play at the end. He's like, I won't let you talk to me like this. And I'm like, don't you know your place? You dog as human.
Because, yeah, he doesn't. And she, because she basically says,
he starts screaming.
You lied to me. She said, I asked you if you talked with any ex-girlfriends and you told me no. So you were already
it's
a liar.
It's just happened. It just happened.
No, and I want my kids to come here and defend me. And so that's when he walks off. This is like, this is stupid. I'm done. I'm a great guy. This is stupid.
And then he wonder if my girlfriend's around.
And then Lydia just kind of picks up half of her cheek that melted off with her eyelash.
I will say, he's a sad opponent. He's a non-worthy opponent for Lydia.
I know at one point Nicole was talking and I just want to go, finish him!
And the thing is, Lydia has wisely brought her daughter in to do all the work so she can sit over there and just give him the side eye and be the victim.
If she had a white cat in her lap with a gloved hand petting it, that would have been perfect.
Just one of the all-time classic 90-day villains. Just, I don't know if there'll be any of her ilk again. Anyone. I mean, Mama Submit, classic.
Classic. In our classless, in our $5, on our poo-poo platter tier, I mean,
Eric and Lita.
Lita. Lita's a classic.
She's a classic villain.
I mean, yeah. All the way till the wedding. She got married, still a just horrible bitch of a person.
That's true. She was kind of unredeemable.
Like Anfisa softened.
To the end. Yeah. You know,
well, Anfisa wasn't a villain. Actually, it was Jorge who was the villain.
George was the villain of that story.
But Anfisa, though, was blunt, but she even kind of softened in the wedding and cried. And, oh, not her.
No, and Lydia is devious.
Oh.
Yeah. That's all I have.
I'm excited for
Do you want to move on to Cow Patty and Juan?
Yes.
Y'all, I know you've heard me talk about zoos and how I don't love them, but every time I see children like touching a pat thing on a zoo and like banging on a glass, all I can think of is, God, I wish the animals would get up and just like smack the shit out of that child.
Just eat their face off.
I don't necessarily want complete violence. I kind of do.
You kind of do.
But I just pray for an animal escape on things like this because I want the animals to win. I want the animals, like, it's like when that bison mauled that motherfucker with the calf who tried to, it was like in Montana or something. I'm like, good! The animals should be taken back the night. This is their world.
All right, we're good.
I just wanted the monkey.
Send your messages to Poodle.
I wanted that monkey, just if the glass broke, that monkey go, whap, 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 to like either Dawson or Dayton's face.
So they're doing this to take their mind, Dayton's mind off of being sad. So they're doing something fun. And so Juan Hanks, hi, let's go on a walk, kids, let's go. Ah, ha, 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 let's go. Ah, crazy. Ah, let's go talk. Two of us on a park bench.
I still don't see it. I do see Alfred E. Newman.
Not familiar. All right. Let's.
I thought this was a good conversation.
I thought this was a very sweet conversation.
And he says, you know, and I liked it when he's like, you know, I'm new in your lives and the baby is new in your lives too. And I want you to know, Dayton, that it's okay that you feel that the baby's coming too soon because I kind of feel that way too. I think most of the audience feels that way too.
A lot of us feel that way.
The audience feels like this is too soon. And it's like Amanda on the new season of B90. It all feels really too soon.
Yes.
When your child is white knuckling daddy's box, it's too soon. That's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
I still get kind of a little sick feeling when we saw daddy's box.
Y'all,
if you haven't seen the most recent episode of B90, get your tissues and maybe your emotional support animal.
Ooh.
Because that Amanda's story will curl your hair.
Oh, curl your hair.
Sissy sent this to me because I couldn't remember what the boy was called. Junior. Let that wash over you.
Oh, I just thought it was JR because that's what they had for his name.
Junior.
But
they were calling him Junior.
They were.
Let that wash over you. Not only is his daddy dead several months ago or a year ago, mommy's already found a new Romanian influencer.
A new senior.
Just clutch daddy's box as tight as you can, Junior. You'll always have your name.
Well, and my friend Julia that's watching it with me, she said that she thinks the ashes are in there because she knows someone that did get, because she's from Amarillo.
Yeah.
And so she was talking about somebody in her family. They had boxes. They had a box and it was sealed. So they seal it shut with the ashes.
But the fact that the ashes are in there.
So she thinks they're in there.
That has been one of the biggest debates. Is daddy's ashes. Are daddy's ashes in daddy's box?
I don't know.
If they are, that's dark.
We had several sissies that messaged saying, I had to like watch this episode in pieces because I just was sobbing.
There's something also about daddy's box being seat belted into the back seat.
What's on it's on the armrest. Yeah, it's right in there.
That says, maybe my kids aren't ready.
That's why Honda made it. If you need a daddy's box, we'll just put this arm seat down.
If you need a place to put the ashes of your deceased husband while your children are working on their attachment.
Hi, I'm your help a Honda salesman. Do you need to put your dad's ashes somewhere when you drive in the car? Good thing we've got a back seat, and you just lay it down, put it right in there. This has been your helpful Honda moment.
I really think we're in a new dark area for 90 Day. That was
dark.
It is.
And I like dark, y'all.
I love B90, but it is. So I watched this last night with my friend. And by the way, happy Pride, y'all.
Happy Pride. Happy Pride. June. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. You go get that dick. Get that pee.
Or
be asexual. Do whatever you want. You get it all. And
I would say,
you want to get a bag of Cheetos and a rerun of Night Court, you do that.
I was going to say, be proud of who you are.
Be proud of who you are.
And maybe not relate it to all those things that you just did.
But we will say, as a gay person, I really have to say, because of what's happening in this country right now with just so much anti-LGBT legislation, so many of my straight or whatever ally friends, cis friends, I saw all the pictures at Pride, bringing their families to Pride, their kids to Pride. I just want to say,
it means a lot.
Yes, Miss Shay, if you're nasty, one of our sissies goes to all the Pride. Like, it really means a lot when people do that. And we appreciate, and just so I just want you to know that if you're wondering how you can support your rainbow brethren, your friends and family or whatever,
siblings
or whatever, just going to a Pride and sharing a picture of it and talking about it, putting it on your social media feeds, that's visibility and that's huge.
And y'all, especially if you're in a rural area or an area that where you think there may be pushback of people who may be there to just either protest or something like that, go there just to be an ally. Go there to just show show your support.
Yes, if your friend Tanya, if she's got a kid that's a lesbian but Tanya's not accepting, just say, Tanya, can I take your daughter Cheryl to grab an ice cream and a burger? And she'll say, yeah. Happy Pride.
So he says, it's okay to have these feelings. I'm nervous too. And I love this. He said, can you guys help me? Help me be a better stepdad to you.
Great thing to say.
I know. And I'm still a little freaked out by them wanting him to be a stepdad so quick. I feel like the kids can kind of choose sometimes. Maybe I'm being heretical about this. But let the kids, especially those kids are old enough.
I think it's ironic that I'm less upset about. I'm more upset about that. What's the friend's name again? I didn't write it down.
Megan.
I'm more upset that Megan doesn't get that when you're a bartender on a cruise ship, you're basically going to do everything but fuck your people to make tips.
Here's the thing. These are rubes. These are Wyoming rubes.
But
these two people.
The cow patty twins have been smelling cow shit for too long.
He also wrote, when I get to Wyoming, I need to make sure that I'm checking on you guys a lot, and I'm checking in, and that you know that I love you a lot, and I think I can be a great stepfather if I have patience and I love you guys. So his family is coming. They're having they're going to tell everybody about the baby.
He's
going
to hate Wyoming.
It's
going to feel like prison. I'm not dogging Wyoming. I've never been.
Small town Wyoming. This is not Cheyenne or Casper or bigger cities. This is a place
those
where...
Those feel like fake cities.
Those are real cities.
No, they are Cheyenne, Casper. I didn't know...
They do feel like Oklahoma cities when I call them out.
Yeah, a little bit like... another one's going to be called McLittle. I don't know. McEady.
Those are real places, though.
But... It's just the weather. He's going to feel like he's in a prison.
Well, and I'd rather him not be a place where the air stings his eyes with the smell of cow shit.
Yes, because he literally, y'all, when you live in Cow Patty Town, they might as well just call it bovine hot box.
Yeah.
That's all it
you're
is.
You're being hot boxed by the cows.
You are.
So y'all, know this. He's basically saying... I think it was like Megan says, so how are you going to handle the cruise life about not making any more mistakes? And he's like, I haven't made any mistakes. And this is
Well said. Well
this
said,
is
Juan
when
Hanks.
Either we are being really severely manipulated, which I kind of believe we are being manipulated by the edit here, because I trust Colombian Tom Hanks. Maybe I'm completely wrong. Y'all, if he's a cheater...
Who doesn't trust Juan Hanks? It's Juan. We trust Juan Hanks, Tom Hanks. You trust all the Hanks.
If he's a cheater.
Except for that one that's a rapper, that one son.
The son, Chet Hanks.
I think he's weird.
Yeah, I agree. Looks like a D-bag.
Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow. Isn't that his song?
No.
Oh.
Maybe a remix or something.
Maybe.
So.
I trust him too. But then she says she has information from people that they were intimate.
This is the thing. I wish.
I don't trust men, so I don't.
Usually when this happens,
uh-huh.
We get, maybe not on this show, but we get footage of the conversations. We get pictures of the conversations.
Maybe they are going to have a tell-all of this.
You have fantastical wishes about these things.
Well, this is the first time Lip was on the free. It was on TLC.
No, it wasn't, to begin with. I thought it was on last season too.
It was on
maybe
season. This is season
three.
Season two, they. I thought they put it just on Discovery Plus.
They aired. No, I think season two aired at the same time.
Oh, I think it did.
Yeah.
Damn it.
No, maybe it aired later.
Yes, it aired later. It didn't air at the same time. I'm done wishing
so,
for bad wishes.
Anyway, she basically says, he said, I would never hurt her. I would never cheat on her. And
what?
Cheat on her.
Thank you.
And he says, the girl and I were never close. We were just close in a friendly way. And she was the one who reached out to Jess because she wanted to break us up. That was his explanation of the events.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I didn't do anything wrong. Megan says, well, I dug into all their social media accounts. And it looks like Juan was on their excursions. And I went, okay.
That doesn't bother me. You're on a cruise ship. They're like, hey, come with us on these excursions. Probably because they're thinking.
But for the bartender?
They're probably thinking he's going to. That's part of the tip. It's full.
Really?
I think it's full service.
I want y'all to come at us with this.
I have had many a bartender who has come home and tucked me into bed just to make sure I was okay.
But you've given them money. Yeah.
So they're on the cruise ship.
And. Also, Megan, who I think is a little bit of...
Stole my wallet, too.
I kind of want Megan to get her own life.
You know what she gives me? The way she looks at him and smiles, she sounds like... She looks like Lydia Plath trying to convert
it
him to...
It's
give me evangelical, let me convert your religion / Scientologist.
I agree. That's very, very, yes. very astute.
If you do break trust... There will be consequences.
And that's when she says, and if you are unfaithful, it wouldn't be good for you.
Wouldn't be good
Be ashamed
for you.
If something happened to your cruise ship.
Cruise ship.
Here is the thing. Here is the nuts and bolts that I freaked out about 2 weeks ago. You have a new baby on the way. You should be working every spare moment you can.
Every single boat trip you can get.
This idea that she doesn't want him to go on the fucking cruises because she's afraid of that. That's either she's a moron or that's being pushed to us as a fake narrative.
They need money.
I know.
Full stop. They need money.
They're going to have three fucking kids.
I don't care if Cuba Gooding Jr. and that other guy from Saturday Night Live are on this boat trip. You fucking cater to them and you go out with
Horatio
this.
Sands.
Horatio Sands. I don't care if they're a fucking fake gay couple. That does not PC and it's not a, doesn't
age
well.
That's the first boat trip reference of the podcast. Possibly the last.
We say this about a lot of movies and things that like we don't like that one was not appropriate like just 3 years after.
It wasn't appropriate when it was released.
It really wasn't.
Didn't they play gay?
Yes, they play gay. I don't remember. I never watched it.
It was probably to get a free trip. That sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we talk about Valentine and Carlos?
Yeah, let's do it.
Carlos is basically just punching bag, and he's basically saying that it's been 2 days since we canceled the wedding. I just wish Carlos is now. I have to be on my own. What will I do?
Because I've always depended on the kindness of strangers.
On my own. How can wait for me? I'm
sliding in this way.
So, Carlos basically says, now I have to be on my own, and I was planning to leave my country.
Such a drama queen.
I think Valentine is giving a performance here too, though.
He's at his hotel and having a sad coffee.
Calling the mom to say the wedding is off.
Beverly.
And she's like, well, that is shocking.
I like your haircut, son. Got rid of that Lego hair.
And then she's telling him about Michelle, and mom's like, well, you dodged a bullet. And then it's like, if it wasn't Michelle, it would have been someone else. He's like, talking to my mom, finally, I understand what unconditional love is. I'm like, wait, this is what your arc is? I didn't buy this arc.
It was a breach.
He's like, now that my mom told me to leave my fiance, I feel that we're closer.
This almost made me think maybe they don't get back together because they needed some arc I wondered, did Valentine finally realize, oh, Carlos is fucking an emotional wreck and just nutso. I need to hop off.
I don't think they are going to get back together.
Like, I wonder if he said, the dick ain't worth it.
Strangely, I'm amazed by how little I care. This season has done this to me.
Mm-hmm.
The stakes have been wonky this whole season.
Now, yes.
I started out enjoying Cow Patty and Juan. Don't care anymore.
They don't have problems.
I think they do have problems.
I'm interested. I'm actually only kind of interested in the couples we see next week.
I don't give a shit about them either.
Although I think they're fake.
I don't give a shit about any of them.
In Brazil and Anna, because I just want to see him. I just want to see hot guys keep hitting on her and him trying to deflect it.
I agree. And I don't know how much further we can push a lot of these stories.
It's very different, though, when we think about, again, back seasons of Lip.
Oh,
not the
remember
same.
Ariana and Sherlock?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That was good. That was good.
At least Amber and Daniel, although they weren't a first-string 90-day couple, you could tell. They're definitely, but these feel like second-string, maybe third-string.
Yeah, because Amber was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And we laughed at them.
And they didn't have a lot of problems.
And then we had Mark and Kay. Oh, Jesus. You know what we had? We had more levels.
We did.
Well, maybe season 4 will ship up.
Yeah. But even we had people like, remember, what was her name?
Riveting.
And no,
I can't
be
mad at you.
No, you can't. And the guy, he was, God, what was his name? He was hot. The black woman who was from Florida, and he was from the Bahamas I'm forgetting. He thought she was cheating on him, and he was. And I think they're like together, or they're in Florida now.
Molly?
No, Molly is not her name.
Laura?
No.
Jill?
No. I can't remember their names.
Carolyn?
No, none of those are right.
Mm-mm.
Stephen was his name. Stephen was his name.
Shirley?
No. Mm-mm. Nope, not at all.
Beth?
We need to end this.
All right, everybody. That's the show. Go to realitygaze.com. We call these people lonely hearts, spoods, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you've ever been at the zoo and your little brat of a kid is just banging on a wall and you're like, lemur, I really want you to get out of that cage and teach my son a lesson. You can call us.
Fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.